can't go viral not being your authentic self. You got to be your authentic self to go viral. Does that make sense? So I'm going to start all over before I get into my message today. There are those of you who are putting on and you're putting on for people, and you're not going to get what God will have you to get as long as you're putting on. Just be your authentic self. Now, here's what happens. I'm going to be real. Here's what happens when you're your authentic self. You're going to lose a lot of people. You're going to lose a lot of people, but you're going to gain people who will ride or die. Does that make sense? Okay, so most of y'all know I had an opportunity to be on a big show, right? That they show in the morning to millions of people. And by the grace of God, I didn't go. And people was like, E, bro, millions of people could have, you could have sold more books. I said, I don't want another million people in my life. I'm not interested. I don't need a million more problems. I don't need a million more people in my life. I don't need a million more people to buy books. I don't need no more money in my life right now. God has given me what I need for right now. I don't need no more money. Now, you might need more, but I don't need nothing else. You're not about to convince God that you're no different than who you are. He knows who you are. If you would just realize who you are and embrace it, he could finally give you his plan. But he can't give you his plan when you this version of you. So all you really have to do is develop and he will deliver. As you develop, God is going to deliver more of the plan. The reason why you don't have a full plan is because you ain't fully developed. God can't deliver to you what he wants to deliver to you because you're not developed to the level you need to be developed to get the stuff, and you chasing the stuff when all you need to chase is development. And as you develop, that's why I got a very few followers on Instagram. It's people telling jokes. They got 10 million followers. They telling jokes. They got 10 million. They telling jokes. I could tell some more jokes and get the numbers up, but I'm not interested in making people laugh. Ain't nothing funny. We live in a society right now, ain't nothing funny. I'm gonna be telling you jokes. So I'm gonna talk development talk. Why? Because a small group of people are ready to get developed. But once you get developed, then God delivers. Gonna die, and you don't know when you're gonna die, so stop acting like you know. That's what God told me to tell you. He told me to tell you, some of y'all, if you knew you only had 3 years left, you'd live differently. He told me to tell you to live like you're gonna die. Stop living like you're gonna live forever, because you're not. Stop. I told y'all the story when my grandmother passed. My grandma been well her whole life. She was 92 almost. She was weeks away from 93. My father called me, my auntie called me, like, grandma in the hospital. I'm like, bet. And the way they said it was like, your grandma in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? She ain't never been sick. She gonna be out. That's how they said it. Like, grandma good. I was like, bet. Grandma called, hey, baby, how you doing? I was like, all right, grandma, how you doing? Right? And so my father was like, she about to go into surgery. Right? But she ain't never been sick. She about to go into surgery. The doctor said, it's good. My grandma called me. I should have knew something was up. I was in Chicago. I was there. And my wife was like, you probably need to go see your grandma. I'm like, nah, I'll see her when she get out. God told me to tell you, you're going to die. And there's nothing you could do about it. Now, you can keep eating right, but you can eat right if you want to. You're not going to make it to 200. Keep doing push-ups. You're good, but you're not going to live to be 200. So don't stop doing what you're doing, because that's going to help the quality of your life. But he told me you can't make your life go to 300 or 200. You're going to die. And some of us are going to die not because of us. Some of us are going to die because some other fool was drunk and hit us. So some of you are not even going to die because of you. You're going to die because of somebody else's decisions. And my grandma called me just before we went into surgery. I should have knew something wrong. My grandma said, baby, I need your spirit. No, grandma, I don't like to be sick, but I need your spirit. I need your motivation. You the one in the family that got that. And it was an eerie, whatever, weird kind of thing. But I was just like, she never been sick before, so she doing her thing. My father called me and was like, yo, she got out of surgery. They said she good. She just need to recover. I was like, bad. Then my father called me hours later and like, your grandma, it was weird. He didn't even say she was dead. He was just like, your grandma had some complications. I was like, oh, okay, what kind? You know what I'm saying? Constipation, complications. Like, what kind of complications is she having? He was like, no, complications. I was like, bro, we grown. Like, what? Do I need to get in the car? Do I need to come? Like, what? He's like, no, she didn't make it. I said, she didn't make what? She didn't make what? He was like, she gone. I said, what? For some of us in this room, you may only have a year. We may only have two, three. I don't know. But God told me to tell you, when you leave here, stop acting like you got 20. Stop acting like you got 30. And develop as quick as you can so that you can get what God has for you as long as you can. How many of you that if I would have waited another 10, 15 years to get right with God, you may not have gotten a hold of my gift online? And I just want to, can I just be real? Can I just be real? Like, I just want to show you what I'm trying to tell you. What if I still would be trying to work it out and trying to get developed? What if I was still getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning instead of 3 with God? What if I didn't change, get my marriage right, didn't try to become a better father? What if I didn't change and develop and become this version of me? That message that you got, that I wouldn't have been able to give that message because I wouldn't be me, and you didn't get that message at that time, and you would have... Leave here knowing that you may not have years. You may not have double digits. So whatever needs to be done in that time frame, do it. Because not only does it affect you, your development affects other people's delivery. That some of you, and it's not a problem, but some of you are going to get surgery, like you're enhancing your breasts, and you're enhancing your butt, and you're enhancing your physical fit. Some of you are in the gym and you're working out. He told me to tell you, that's okay, but stop doing leaf work and branch work and do root work. He told me to tell you, stop doing leaf work. Some of you are doing leaf work. There's nothing wrong with leaf work if you're doing root work, but he said you're not doing root work. You're trying to change the size of your breast so you can attract what he has for you, and the changing of your breast is not about to attract what he has for you. So I'm not suggesting you don't, like, enhance yourself, but he told me to tell you that when you fix the leaves, it's not about to fix the tree. Like, me and my mom would have, so when I left home, there would be like months where we didn't talk, like months, because whenever we talk, it would be like beeped out, and it'd be like, this is weird, I shouldn't be talking to my mom like this, but I'm talking to her like this. And I ain't want to talk to her like this, but every time I got on the phone with the love boy, after about 5 minutes, we would be beefed out. And I knew, like, this ain't right, but I can't fix it, but I want to fix it, and I'm praying. Have you ever wanted something to be better than it was, but it wasn't? Have ever your heart been in the right place? You did all of the stuff that you thought, I love you, Mom. We had all the right, we talked the right talk, but we would always get to a place where it would be bitter, and we'd be talking crazy to each other, and then we hang up the phone and we wouldn't talk again for another 6 months. That's how long it would take, that whatever we said to each other that hurt both of us deeply, it took that long. But 6 months later, I get on the phone like I forgot what we said, and we get back on the phone and we repeat it again. And God said, I thought you said you didn't want to do that no more. I said, I don't. He said, well, why you keep doing it? I said, I don't know. I try to stop. He said, no, you're not trying to stop. Because you're not doing the work to stop. Now you got to do the root work. I said, what's the root work? You got to get to the root of why y'all fussing and fighting. So the first thing he told me to tell y'all, there are those of you in this room, that your blessing is going to come when you deal with the root and stop doing leaf and branch work. That's what you're doing. You're going to doctors for stuff you need to go to God for. You're going to got a therapist and you try and let the therapist take God's spot. Ain't nothing wrong with the therapist, but you try and let the therapist be God. You can't do that. You got to go to God. And the reason why I go to God every morning at 3 a.m. is because I need to hear from him. What's the root work for today? Here's why you need to do root work. Because if you don't do root work, people won't respect you in the way you're trying to get respect. People don't respect people that do leaf and branch work, but try to tell you how to do root work. I'm just telling you, some of y'all brands is not going to the next level, not because you ain't got a sweet story or you got something sweet to share, you ain't got a sweet product. You do. People don't buy products, people buy people. And so people are not connecting with you because they look at you and go, oh, you doing branch and leaf work, and you trying to come holler at me like. And there are those of you in this room, I'm just trying to tell you, when you do root work, people open up doors for you and people respect you because they like, yo, you're doing root work and I want to be able to do root work like you, or I'm doing root work like you. And a lot of y'all ain't doing root work, but you want to be out trying to act, dude, you want the respect from the people, but you're not going to get it from them because you're not doing root work. Like, listen to me. Here's the deal. We don't say it as humans, but we judge each other. Just being real. We don't say it, but we judge each other. And even for those of us who try to be good saints, you still, when people come to you, you still like, bro, who are you to come to? I've done the root work, y'all, and I don't have an ego. I ain't got no pride. All I want to do is God's will at this point in my life. I'm not interested in nothing else. God, is it your will? He like, no. I'm like, then I'm not going. I don't need to go nowhere that's not going. I only want to do what you want me to do. And when I do what God wants me to do, I'm telling y'all, the money come, the info, everything comes. What do you intend to do about what God tells you to do? But this is where most people go crazy. This is where most people go crazy. And most people don't realize you weren't born crazy. What happens is stress will make you go crazy. Anxiety will make you go crazy. This is why he said, the peace that I give you. And peace only comes from doing what God told you to do. You can't be at peace when you know you're doing something you ain't supposed to be doing. You can't be at peace. You're only at peace when you go to God and you speak to God and God say, do this, do this, do that. And you do it, you're at peace. So number two, the question becomes, what do you intend to do about it? What do you intend to do about what God told you to do? And this is where it starts to get murky, because a lot of you intend to go hide and run. That's what you do. You go run, you go hide. You don't like stress. You don't like pressure. You go run and hide. You go close the door. And now you with the enemy. You need to continue to dream of your future. Praise God. Continue to dream of your future, but stay in the present and work on it. Some of y'all, your problem is you dream too much. You dreaming so much, you ain't doing no work. Although I have a phenomenal dream of winning the Nobel Prize one day, because Martin Luther King got it, because Gandhi got it, because my hero, Mother Teresa, has it. I want to win a Nobel Prize, but God told me very closely, wake up in the morning and dream of the Nobel Prize, but get up and make the bed. God don't want you to get saved and be lost when he comes. He wants you to get saved and spend eternity. He wants you to get it and keep it. So the final one is, it's not enough. All this stuff, I'm telling you, you're going to do it and you're going to get. But you got to keep it. And the way you show people God is real, not because you did something for a year or 2 years. Listen to me very closely. If you hanging out with people and something happened to you and they don't come looking for you, you with the wrong people. If you got people in your life and you going through it in your marriage and they not going to help you get through your marriage, you with the wrong people. If you sick and you done messed up and you done commit adultery and done something you ain't got no business doing, and all they can say is the obvious that you sick, I don't need nobody to tell me I'm sick. I already know I'm sick. I need somebody to stand by me when I'm sick. I need somebody to pray for me when I'm sick. I need somebody to fast for me when they sick. I need somebody to go without eating when they sick. I don't need you to be with me when I'm strong. I need you to stay with me. I need you to be able to leave the 99 that's got it going on. And I need you to come find the one that's lost. Are you hearing what I'm telling you today? You better stop running with people that as soon as they find out you got some dirt, they leaving. Because if all they need to know is you got some dirt to leave, they gonna be gone. Because we all got dirt that somebody can leave us for. We We need people that's going to stick beside us, that's going to walk us through those bad decisions, that's going to help us get back on our feet. We don't need people that's going to leave us when we mess up. We all mess up. We all fall short.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.